Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
Our first reading is from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by name. For the sake of my servant Jacob, and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you. Though you do not know me, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read together Psalm 96, found in your insert. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonder among all peoples. For great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. He is more to be feared than all gods. As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols. But it is the Lord who made the heavens. Oh, the majesty and the magnificence of his presence. Oh, the power and the splendor of his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in beauty and his holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Tell it out among the nations, the Lord is king. He has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder, and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy before the Lord when he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with truth. Our second reading is from Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you become imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose tile?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated, and you will renew the face of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 24, we hear these words. "The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters." The earth is the Lord's, for it was created by the Lord with purpose. In today's reading from Matthew, Jesus remains in the temple, being questioned by his adversaries. They are determined to turn the people against him, to have him arrested and out of their way and off of people's minds. The Herodians and Pharisees speak as though they think highly of Jesus. They call him sincere and says he speaks the truth. They say he shows respect for everyone and is not partial to any group or person against another. They are flattering him, thinking they will have the upper hand. These adversaries, in asking Jesus the question about paying taxes to the emperor, to Rome, are not genuinely seeking wisdom about the tension between spiritual and temporal authorities. They are simply trying to entrap him in an unwinnable test, or so they think. They know that if Jesus says, yes, you should pay taxes, he will appear to side with the empire and against his people. And if Jesus says, no, you should not pay taxes to the emperor, he will be arrested by the imperial authorities. Either way, the Pharisees and the Herodians see an opportunity to defeat him once and for all. What they do not anticipate is that Jesus is not interested in winning. He has stood in their midst with an entirely new understanding of God, of service, of living for God. The tax in question was an annual head tax that every adult male was expected to pay in tribute to Rome. The tax was a denarius, which amounted to a single daily wage for the average day laborers. Jesus' answer is a question. Taking the coin, he asks, whose head is this and whose title? The emperor's, his adversaries responded. Then Jesus said to them, as they're standing there, kind of befuddled, give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. Other than the coin, Jesus did not say anything specifically in terms of what belongs to the emperor and what belongs to God, or what is considered earthly things and what is considered divine things. Trying to follow the will of Jesus, how do we discern and seek that which is divine? Mindfulness is what is called for to discern and to identify what is divine. Mindfulness is a quality or state of being conscious or aware of something. It is the basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not be overly reactive or overwhelmed. In Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis wrote, "The real problem of the Christian life comes where people do not usually look for it. It comes the very moment you wake up each morning. All your wishes and hopes for the day rush at you like a wild animal. And the first job each morning consists simply of shoving them all back, in listening to the other voice, taking that other point of view, letting that other, larger, stronger, quieter life come flowing in. And so on, all day. Standing back from all your natural fussings and your frettings, coming in and out like the wind. We can only do it for moments at first. But from those moments, the new sort of life will be spreading through our system, because now we are letting him work at the right part of us. I wonder if that right part of us is that we let God work with is our willingness to let go and surrender to the will of God. To wake each morning to the presence of God in our midst, first giving thanks and praise. To open ourselves to the words of Jesus, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven." Yesterday, Deanna, Jessica, and I were at Diocesan Convention, and the Reverend Jana Troutman Miller, she's the president of the Standing Committee, gave a pastoral address. The acting bishop did give, we saw a video of a presentation from the acting bishop, but as president of the Standing Committee, she addressed the members of the diocese. And she was talking about change and how we accept and how we move on from change. Specifically, the idea of three dioceses becoming one. And I remember her words, and in light of us letting go and allowing God to work with us, she writes, "Do we believe we have something to offer?" Maybe that's in light of the Episcopal Church, but those words speak to me in the sense that when I wake up every morning and I am looking at my day, do I have something to offer? Do I have something to offer on behalf of God? Do I have the ability to make a difference in someone's life today? Or am I willing to take risks for the kingdom of God today? The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. We serve a God of power. We serve a holy God. We serve a God who is full of grace and mercy. May we wake tomorrow with joy in our hearts and a willingness to see and to hear Jesus' footsteps leading us to a new day, a brand new day. A day that is filled with hope and love. A day that is filled with grace and peace. And as we practice that mindfulness throughout that day, throughout the day tomorrow, may we know that each day it will get easier and that our minds will be connected to God's mind, to God's will for us. One day at a time, let us practice mindfulness and allow God to create in us the beauty of life to be shared with everyone that we encounter. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People are Form 3, found on the back of your service ordo and also on page 387 in the Book of Common Prayer. Father, we pray for your Holy Catholic Church, especially in the Anglican Cycle of Prayer for the Anglican Church of Korea, that we all may be one. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you, especially Jessica and Bob, our wardens, Connie, Deanna, Robin, and Sharon, our vestry, for those in the armed forces, and especially for those deployed, Mike, Irina, Menez, in our parish cycle of prayer for Patricia Hoffman and Judith Emery, for those celebrating birthdays, Ken Spencer, that your name may be glorified by all people. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially for Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, Mary, our priest, that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world, that there may be justice and peace on the earth. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake,
that our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble, including Joanne, Hervis, Anastasia, Jane, Sue, Emmy, Connie, Wayne, Pat, Sharon, Cindy, Elaine, Mary, Jerry, David, Jimmy, Bob, and Jill, that they may be delivered from their distress. Give to the departed eternal rest. Let life perpetual shine upon them. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you." Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you for joining the St. John the Divine podcast. If you're interested in worshiping with us, you can visit us at 9 a.m. at our church, which is at 216 East Chandler Boulevard in Burlington, Wisconsin. If you want to learn more about us, you can click the link in the description or visit stjohnthedivine.org. Just remember, we're the one in Burlington, Wisconsin, not the cathedral in New York. Have a great day. Bye.